T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDK. Welcome to Wednesday. It is November 24th. It is hump day, but it feels a lot like Friday, too, to many people.
No, it feels like a Wednesday.
Okay, here we go. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. You just love bringing...
Kevin.
That commercial was great.
So many more people are going to be up.
Today?
No, tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow.
You'll have such a huge audience.
Because everybody's going to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
Over the river, through the woods.
People will be up and moving about. It is one of... Don't say it.
No, I'm not saying it.
If you say it, I asked you. If I say it, I want you to come over here and tase me.
And then the reason to work on Friday, the boss came to me and said, you know what? It'll really be good for your career because it's a highly listened day. A lot of people listen on Friday after Thanksgiving because all the shoppers going out.
If I hear one more person say, it's a busy travel day.
One of the busiest travel days of the year.
Did you guys know, by the way, that there's going to be about 53 million people traveling? It's going to be a very busy travel day.
I can't
tase
get
him.
To him.
Hit him.
He's in the glass booth. I can't get to him.
That microphone.
May I just say that I agree with you that... It's a cliche now.
Yeah. Well, I had a boss that would always bust your chops. I mean, seriously, it was no joke. Come right in and say, you don't need to say, as you know, in a story, and you don't need to say,
that's right.
Or
how about,
as you'll recall.
Or how about as expected? There's another one for you.
How about this one? As I said before, no, don't say that.
How about this? And we all use this crutch, too, while you're interviewing somebody. Let me ask you. That's why you have the person on. You're asking
them
questions.
Exactly right.
Don't say, let me ask you. They've already agreed to that.
Little verbal crutches that we carry around with us.
And sometimes it's just because you're trying to formulate a thought in your head.
That's exactly right.
That's why you do it. But I had a disciplinarian boss who would say, don't say, of course. The Steelers, of course. Don't say, of course. Nobody knows that. That's why they're listening. And as you know, I remember he came right in after I said it, went to commercials. He goes, Kevin, you said, as you know. If the person listening knew, they wouldn't be listening, would they?
Hey, got a question for you. This was a disciplinarian, boss?
Yes.
So what kind of discipline was there?
Not much. A little tasing. The discipline was a lot like the Pittsburgh Public Schools Board. When you misbehave in school there, not much. They didn't vote that through. I guess they didn't pass it, and it didn't fail. They just failed to pass it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the 4-4 vote. 4-4. One of the school board members wasn't there, and that would have probably decided it.
Yeah, so it failed to pass. So they were going to reinstate student discipline policy from the past, which would make it a little tougher on kids that would misbehave or cause minor offenses, whatever that is, in a classroom. And you know what?
Well, the next thing you know, then you let violent criminals out on bail, and they go out and then do the next. I mean, where is there a line of discipline? Why wouldn't that pass? I don't even understand the mindset. If you knew what was going on in our schools on a daily basis, teachers and staff, what they deal with from the students and then from the parents, either lack of participation or too much. My kid couldn't possibly have gotten a C He's a wonderful child. He couldn't have possibly been bullying somebody. He couldn't possibly have done this or that. And then you get the opposite end of the spectrum in some cases where there is almost, if any, zero parental supervision, and everything relies on what goes on in school. Yet they can't discipline the kids, especially, and there's a line, too, that's crossed for violence, too, that and then that mentality goes out into society. Well,
yeah, that mentality goes into society. And then, you know, you can call him Math Boy Fly, the rapper who was out on a on bail, a low bail, low cash bail, $1,000, which, you know, you pay what, 10, 20% of that or 50% of that to get out of jail, allegedly attempted to run over his girlfriend. Then he gets into an argument with said girlfriend, and then the media reports were that it was a knife fight. It wasn't. Apparently, this he gets into an argument, gets mad, and flies through a parade, killing six people and injuring, what, 40 more?
48.
Allegedly.
60.
Now it's up to 60, huh?
That's what I saw.
Wow.
Well, yesterday's number was 48.
Right.
While
it
I
was 48.
Yeah.
But he was just an excitable boy. That's all.
He must have been in some kind of a rage to not realize what was about to happen.
That breaks your heart.
You know, I mean,
just that whole.
Or do you think that, Kevin, are you of the thought that he just plowed into the crowd because he was mad?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That would be what I would. What other reason would there be to circumnavigate those horses they put up, the wooden horses, to block the street for the parade? He circumnavigated those.
And then you see a marching band, bomb, 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 down the street.
Where, what's it?
Yeah. And you're going 70 miles.
And then he goes straight into, he plows right into this group of people. And you don't think that was intentional?
No, I was just asking what you thought.
I think it's intentional.
I mean, based on what I've read, the lyrics from some of his rap video, he's one very hostile, angry individual.
Yeah, there are a lot of angry people.
And some of his face posts on social media, everything's been taken down. But yes, he's a budding rapper. And I played the one song yesterday, and Larry heard it. And he was like, huh, that's interesting. And then he gets into the second verse, it's just blankety, 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 blank.
Yeah.
He should have stuck to music to express himself.
That's a hostility directed at authorities, police, judges. White people.
Yeah. Well, it all gets back to, you know.
Who was predominantly at the parade?
Well,
that's speculation, but who was there? Where did he go?
How'd we get off onto that?
I don't discipline.
It's Friday.
Crutches, work.
I mean, it's Wednesday.
Kevin did make a good connection there, though. There is a connection between not dealing with discipline problems in school and low cash bail or no cash bail.
Let's be honest. If you're not held accountable...
There we
are. In the home, in the school, and then you go into society, you're going to assume I can get away with murder.
Yeah, and if you're not held accountable at home or society or in a school, and we don't have standards at home, in society, or in schools, we're screwed.
Happy Wednesday.
I have a story coming up at the bottom of the hour that ties into all of this, by the way.
AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Automotive, now hiring in all departments. Visit powerofbowser.com today to apply. Kathy,
did we just have a Thanksgiving dinner conversation?
I think we did.
It kind of sounded like that, yes.
With Kathy without the tryptophan.
Got that out of the way early.
That's
wow.
Right. Now you can just enjoy your turkey
Pass
and be done with it.
All right.
There you go.
Trump, Biden, go for it.
There you go. That's the dessert. There you go. We're doing very well on the roadways this morning. It is cold, and if your car has been out all night, it has a good bit of frost on it. So just maybe head out just a little bit earlier to get that thing going and scrape off those windows. Right now, though, our parkways look good. HOV lanes just about open for you over on the Parkway North. 28 is clear, and checking in on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. If you're heading in that direction this morning, everything looks good so far eastbound and westbound. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 525 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Kathy Bergman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And it looks like we're going to have, where did I put the weather forecast?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's cold today, Larry.
I had it right in front of me.
It's freezing. It's freezing.
What happened?
I got it right here. Hold on.
Here, wait, I got it.
Got it? 27 degrees right now.
Is it? Is it 27,
That's
Paul?
What it says on my phone.
24.
24. You lost three.
My phone is fake news.
You have a fake news phone. So here's an obvious one. Here's one from AccuWeather. Very cold this morning.
Oh, great.
It's 24 degrees.
Mensa student wrote that.
Mainly sunny and then not as chilly. It will moderate for holiday travelers this afternoon.
Why can't they just say Thanksgiving? Why do they hate Thanksgiving? Where is that, AccuWeather?
46 will be our high. Let's just leave it there. That's another case of don't hold people accountable.
Smash and grab. As long as they don't steal more than $950, you're not going to be charged with anything. Really?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't get that mentality.
Society's
either.
Society's screwed. Hey, we were talking about Math Boy Fly, Daryl Brooks, the guy who went through that parade. Just reading in the Daily Mail his social media posts. Very angry, especially towards white people. And did you see that the Ring doorbell video of his neighbor? After the mayhem, he went to his neighbor's door, knocked on it.
Oh, stranger.
Oh, it was a stranger?
Was
I thought it was neighbor.
Stranger.
And asked if he could use his phone to call Uber. He needed to check to see when an Uber was coming. He said, what's happening downtown? Act like he didn't know what was going
he
on.
He actually invited him and gave him soup and something to eat. Not realizing what had just transpired. Yeah. They have that video from the guy's doorbell. And then eventually the guy got more nervous and anxious when he started hearing police sirens. And then he asked him to leave.
Yeah.
So the guy took off.
Here's what it said. Quote, I called an Uber and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming. Can you call it for me, please? I'm homeless.
Yeah, the guy felt bad for him, not realizing what had just transpired, and fed him, took him in.
Then the police came, showed up about 10 minutes later and grabbed him.
538, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Hey, Larry, you know, today is one of the busiest travel days.
I can't get over there fast enough, Paul.
Larry said, do not.
This is the day that was known as the one that Larry came over the counter.
How about this, though? So it is one of the busiest travel holidays of the year.
Well, how about this? They just showed on KDK TV the lines at the security going into the airport, and they are way down the quarter. So if you're flying, get there early. Check your app, but don't wait to the last minute. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting on your thumb.
How about this quick headline? Thanksgiving travelers can expect to pay as much as 75% more for car rentals this week amid the nationwide shortage of vehicles and sky-high gas prices as well. And supply chain headaches are also a concern for travelers as well. And gas prices are really high.
Well, you know what's happened is some of the car companies have offloaded their pre-owned cars because they're getting such a good dollar for them that economically it made sense for them, because during the pandemic, people weren't renting cars nearly as much.
So they sold them. Now you can't
get them. Now they don't have them because they can't get new ones either.
That's exactly it.
You look like a genius at one board meeting and then an idiot at the next one. So there you go. Anyway, so you got that to worry about if you're traveling today, or if you're flying and then going to rent a car. So whatever. How about this, though, as well? It's cold out this morning, 24 degrees. 24 degrees, crystal clear morning.
Yes.
It's freezing cold. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission reminding everybody that, you know, power generation costs money, and electric providers will be raising their rates December 1st. And then I was reading that from the on the website for the U.S. Energy Information Administration, they expect heating costs in homes this year to be 30% higher than a
30.
Year ago. 30%. I'm reading from their website.
30%.
Yes. EIE.gov. We expect that the nearly half the U.S. households that heat primarily with natural gas will spend 30% more than they spent last winter on average. 50% more if the winter is 10% colder than average. 22% more if the winter is 10% warmer than average.
As you know, let me ask you this question. Obviously, I tried to use them all one sentence.
Beautifully there. Beautifully.
Isn't this the state that is sitting on one of the largest natural gas reserves on the planet Earth?
Yeah.
That's right.
And we were supposed to have tremendous supplies of that gas to lower our heating costs here.
Yeah. We're not doing it.
Well, they were doing it.
They're not doing it now, apparently. So here's the website continues. We expect that 41% of U.S. households that heat primarily with electricity will spend at least 6% more, 15% more if the winter is colder than average. So that is EIA.gov. EIA.gov. That's the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
I remember my grandmother had an apartment, Brighton Road in the north side. And we would go there, and in the winter, single-pane windows, cold day like this in the morning, she would have a brick, a red brick, on top of the stove, and a gas stove, and it would be lit, heating that brick to heat the room.
Because the brick would stay warmer longer.
Right. That was her little invention.
That's ingenious.
What?
And she had another one in a toilet to save water. You know, in a big, put a brick in the toilet. But
how your mind operates is interesting.
You know, it keeps, in the back of that base, the toilet bowl, you put the brick in there and it keeps.
That's a study in and of itself. The way Kevin thinks. That's going to be a chapter in a book I'll never write.
I think your grandma and I had similar thought processes.
The other thing that was disturbing, not to go off the rails, but you remember going to grandparents for holidays, right?
My best memories of childhood are going to Grandma and Grandpa Rasmussen's house for Thanksgiving.
I my dad's mom, 100% Irish, she was a Dooley, the O'Neills and Dooleys. She was a character. Her dad, who we called Pops, lived to be 100. He was short fella. They had a huge rocking chair where his feet didn't touch the ground, and we were terrified to go in the room with because he was like in the dark. They kept him. Well, they didn't keep him in the dark. He's in
Poor
the dark.
Poor guy.
And
he lived to be 100 when it was hard to live to be 100.
And
you were afraid of him.
You know how he died? He was in the hospital.
I was going to say a knife fight or something like that.
He was got in an argument with his roommate. And the guy hit him with a bedpan and gave him an aneurysm, and he died at 100. Oh, you talk about fighting
what a
Irish.
Story.
this is yes. So Grandma, she was a character though, and they loved their Iron City beer. And you know, everybody back then smoked. When you were a kid, you went to everybody's house.
Oh yeah,
the dog smoked.
It was awful.
She had a Chihuahua named Mickey. That thing smoked.
Lucky Strikes.
Nasty little thing.
When's the last time you had an Iron City?
Me? Oh, it's been a few semesters.
About 3 weeks for me.
I had one Saturday.
And
how
was
my host at the tailgate party had some Icy Light.
How was it?
It was good.
Icy Light, a little different than Iron City.
Oh, yeah.
Icy Light.
Full octane's a little different.
Yeah. Icy Light changed the game for Iron City.
The game for everybody. Wasn't that the first light beer? No, Miller Lite was the first.
Well,
sorry.
That was the first local light beer, and I think they sold a lot of it. They did these great commercials. Hey, give me an Icy Light. Hey, remember those? Kevin?
Yeah, remember
you were in
those.
Montana back
yeah,
then.
At that point.
Yeah, what did they sell out in Montana?
There were two local beers out there. We had Great Falls Select, and then we had two regional, one local beer and two big regional beers. Olympia.
Yep.
And Rainier.
Yep. I got both their beer
the Seattle
cans
area.
In my beer can collection.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You remember the beer can collections? Mine's still at my parents on the
beer can collection.
Beer can collection.
My brother-in-law collected them, and he one day brought over this big bag, and he goes, hey, I was cleaning up my beer can collection. I thought it was like he was dumping his recycling at my house. I said, what? But those old Steeler cans, you know, Iron City did
a
great job.
I've seen those, yeah.
Should I take my beer can collection? It's been up there for now 40 years, 35 years. Should I take that off the rafter at my mother's and put it in my house?
No.
Or just leave it where it is?
Take it off the rafter, put it into some kind of package, and sell it on social media for $1 million.
You're trying to get rid of me because you know that's my magic number.
All Kevin needs is $1 million.
Yeah.
Let's start the GoFundMe page.
We'll start the negotiation at $1 million. We'll chisel it down to 100 grand. If you can get 100 grand in the bank account, I'll leave.
You guys made me think of the warm memories of seeing Pop in that big chair where his feet didn't touch the ground.
That poor fella. Nobody talked to him.
With a big chew in his. We were afraid of him.
He's like, I came all the way over to this country, started a life. Started a foundation, started a family, and none of these little bastards will talk to me.
he looked like that guy that's on the Notre Dame mascot, only older.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.